pastoralists in Western Australia's Pilbara region are having their first look at the damage caused by Tropical Cyclone Veronica. The staff at Munda Station got back to the property just yesterday. That property about 100 kilometres southwest of Port Hedland. Michael Thompson is the leaseholder and he took to the air to have a look around. It's still too early to put a number on how many cattle are lost, but Michael Thompson says he's never seen so much water in his life.
I got to the Piwa bridges and they were sort of probably a metre under the bottom of the, or the top of the, top of the bottom of the bridge, and as far as she could see, all you could see was water. So I sensed then that we're in a bit of trouble because of all the water that between, it's 30 k's to the coastline from there. So if it's bad there, it must be worse towards the coast. So then it just, it didn't get any better. The Yule's holding up. As long as that bridge crossing holds up, I think the homestead will be safe, but if that bridge gives out, well, the, you know, the lead up to the bridge, that's what floods the homestead, yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, to be honest with you, Michelle, I haven't been here during a cyclone and I haven't been here in a day or two later, but, you know, in the past we've had water come up to the homestead steps. I think probably part of our problem is that we've just put too many water points on the coast and it has really helped our cattle or spread the load, but they're probably the heaviest losses that I've seen have been in the coast country because there's no protection for them from the elements and there's no and the water is so high and they get bogged, you know, so dragging them out today. It's a bit sad.
It's obviously really hard to talk about because you do have a lot of love for your stock and your station. Do you know at this point how extensive your losses will be?
No. Look, you know, it's, you see them starving and you see them drowning. What's worse is, I don't know.
How much rain do you think you've had at the station?
Well, the gauge was overflowing, so we had 273 mils that we could actually, that was in the container, but the container was full, so we don't know, but I suppose you can only go off what everyone else has had around here. You know, who knows, you know, 500, 600. And I'm grateful to have the rain and the north is the north. Live with it, you know, take it. You got to take the hit on the chin. You just got to deal with it. And I'm not dealing with it too well at the moment.
It's been a pretty difficult season in terms of, I mean, it was, I think May, you said, was the last time you really got some rain. I guess that's kind of compounded everything for the stock and for the station.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They're obviously not at full strength. I mean, we've been pumping link into them since September and they've been going well. You know, the cows have been dealing with it well and, you know, they can't go forever. But I suppose, you know, 2 days of endless rain, endless 80-kilometre-hour winds took its toll and weakened them, and 2 days without feed has made them weaker, and they've been on survival mode, and, you know, the strong ones will go on, and the weak ones, I suppose, we're going to lose, or we have lost, no through no fault of their own, okay? It's just dealing with the north, and when it wants to hit you over the head, it does.
So what do you do from here?
Oh, look, we're just going to start going out and saving what we can that's bogged, and, you know, it's just a matter of chopping everyone out. You can't drive anywhere. We're surrounded. We're just sitting on a little island here with, you know, probably 2-3 metres of water all the way around us, but we'll chop everyone out and that we can and try and save what we can, and I suppose we're going to have to euthanise everything we can't and deal with that. You know, other than that, what else can you do? we could be worse off. We could be like them poor fellas in Queensland, but we're not. We've lost cattle, no doubt about it. And I don't want to say that how many we've lost. We've lost cattle, but we've still got cattle walking around on islands out there, and we've got cattle out in the flat. And you know, it's not like it's we've lost everything. We've just lost some of our herd, and which may have happened had we had no rain. So, and seen them suffer a different way. But look, Michelle, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those things. At the end of the day, some rain or even too much rain is better than what you might have been facing in 3 or 4 months' time if this hadn't come through.
Yeah, well, I've been through that before in 2010. Don't want to ever do that again either. So, but I mean, if you want to stay on the merry-go-round, and I do, deal with the good ones, deal with the bad ones, and deal with the average ones, and that's the north. So rather not dealing with what I'm going to have to deal with tomorrow and the next day and the next few weeks until this river goes down and we pick up the pieces and go on. And my staff, I just said to my manager today, well, you better get a shitload of people here because we'll be putting up, all our fences are down. There'd be more than a month's work here just trying to put up all the fences. It's just, the whole highway today was just, there's rivers where you've never seen rivers and all the fences are down. And but anyhow, we've got the rain now and now we've just got to move on. And I can put the muster back and hopefully get some weight on the cattle that we, and we haven't lost too many. Look, you know what it's like, be an optimist. And, I've seen cattle dead today, but I've seen a lot of live ones too. So, yeah, just hopefully we haven't lost too many over the whole place. And happy days.
Michael Thompson from Munda Station, southwest of Port Hedland, with the ABC's Michelle Stanley. And that conversation, that interview recorded just after Michael took to the air in his chopper to have a look around the property. So that just that first kind of reaction to what he's seeing there with those heavy cattle losses. I mean, he did say, as you just heard, there are quite a few cattle on some of those islands around the water too, so there's some hope there. But of course, there will be losses in that, and that assessment still going on. Quite hard to comprehend when you've sort of seen them in a situation where it's been so dry for so long, and then suddenly the complete opposite situation.